Afternoon. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you in the new year. I want to start with George Handy, composer, arranger, pianist. Up first, when he was working for Boyd Rayburn and his orchestra, 1945, in Los Angeles. Rayburn played the bass sax, that's right, and led the band. And wanted to have a band that was doing new things, like Stan Kenton was doing at the time. And Rayburn hired Handy to do arrangements and original pieces, and we'll hear two of those original pieces. For Jewel Records in 1945, Tonsillectomy and Rip Van Winkle.
Thank you. Excuse me, please. Are you Abraham Finkel?
No, man. I'm Rip Van Winkle.
That's nice. But I'm not acquainted with you.
Well, Daddy, here comes Jenny Powell. And she knows my story, 'cause she's wise as an owl. A hoot hoot.
Days is a long, long time to sleep. But Rip Van Winkle slept for 20 long years. Then he woke one day. Rip's red hair had turned to gray. Rip Van Winkle hurried back into town. But to his dismay, Rip's hometown had stopped to play. He found to his surprise a thing called Swing Was King, and he liked it. It opened up his eyes, and Drip, Rip got hip. Rip Van Winkle's wrinkles faded away, and he sheared his beard. Rip's the rage since he reappeared. So if you want a swinging jive at the age of 95, stop counting sheep and sleep like Rip Van Winkle. It opened up his eyes, and Drip, Rip got hip. Rip Van Winkle's wrinkles faded away, and he sheared his beard. Rip's the rage since he reappeared. So if you want a swinging jive at the age of 95, counting sheep and sleep like Rip Van Winkle. Don't be a drip, get hip, take a tip from Rip Van Winkle.
Two compositions by George Handy, played by Boyd Rayburn and his orchestra in 1945 in Los Angeles for Jewel Records. And some nice tenor work on the first one. Tonsillectomy. You look at the earlier titles, and sometimes they're words that we're so accustomed to, you know, you don't think about it, but there was a label in the 40s called Atomic. It was a big deal. Hey, look at this. Atomic. Tonsillectomy and Rip Van Winkle. The tenor, if I remember correctly, I forgot to write the note down on it, was Frank Sokolow. Rare stuff by him. Fine player. Rip Van Winkle featured some fine drumming by Jackie Mills and Handy's George Handy's piano, and Jenny Powell, the vocalist in the orchestra, coming in, having a good time. Handy, in 1946, was part of a package put together by Norman Granz, who had been collecting material. It wasn't issued until 1949 or 50. It was called The Jazz Scene. And part of The Jazz Scene, it was a package of 12-inch 78 records. And Norman hadn't really started too much on his own label. But he had worked for Mercury Records, so it was easy access for him to get them to record certain things. And Handy's orchestra came in 1946 and did one Handy wrote called The Blues, spelled B-L-O-O-S. He composed it and arranged it. We'll hear Bill Harris's trombone, Herbie Stewart's tenor, fine rhythm section of Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Arv Garrison guitar, Red Callender bass, and Don LeMond on drums. Here's George Handy's The Blues. George Handy's Orchestra, 1946, in Los Angeles for Mercury Records, and The Blues, which he wrote and arranged. Bill Harris trombone and Herbie Stewart on tenor saxophone. As I said, part of a package that Norman Granz eventually put together called The Jazz Scene, issued about 1949, I think. Now Handy's Orchestra, 1954, and one he composed, which is a combination of Mozart and the blues. Instead of minuet, he calls it blinuet. Ernie Royal plays the trumpet, Kai Winding trombone, Davy Shokraut alto, Alan Eager on tenor, Danny Bank, wonderful baritone saxophone player, is here. Handy on the piano, Vinnie Burke on bass, and Art Mardigan on the drums. Blinuet, 1954.
Thank you.
George Handy's Orchestra, 1954, and Blinuet, written by Handy. Ernie Royal's trumpet and Kai Winding's trombone, Dave Schill Kraut on alto, Alan Eager tenor, Danny Bank baritone saxophone, Handy on piano, Vinnie Burke bass, Art Mardigan on the drums for the Victor Record X label, just the capital X, from the vaults. Finally, for George Handy, 1956 Riverside record, he was playing the piano in Zoot Sims' quintet. Sims plays tenor. Nick Travis, wonderful trumpet player here. Handy, as I said, on piano. Wilbur Ware on the bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And Handy wrote this for Zoot Sims and for himself. It's called Echoes of You. Thank you. Zoot Sims Quintet, 1956 for Riverside Records, and George Handy's Echoes of You. Beautiful. Nick Travis playing the trumpet, Sims on tenor. George Handy, who wrote the piece, playing the piano. Wilbur Ware, you could go find with Thelonious Monk some nice stuff that he did. And here playing bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. Zoot Sims Quintet on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher Family of Companies, an organized alliance of plumbing, heating, and router services combined to provide a synergistic approach to home systems maintenance. With over 30 years of experience and a mission to provide excellent service to their customers, Fisher, the plumber people recommend.
Red Allen, Henry Red Allen, trumpet player, singer. I brought along a couple pieces of his orchestra. 1941 for OK. Old Man River, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II from Showboat. And KK Boogie, put together by Allen and Kenny Kersey as piano player here. That's where the KK comes from. J.C. Higginbotham, you will hear on the trombone. Edmund Hall, clarinet. Billy Taylor on bass. Jimmy Hoskins playing drums. Red Allen, 1941.
Thank you.
Henry Red Allen and His Orchestra, 1941 for OK Records. Old Man River, which Allen sang for you as well as played his trumpet. And KK Boogie for Kenny Kersey. What a wonderful first name. Allen, trumpet. J.C. Higginbotham, trombone. Edmund Hall, clarinet. Kersey, piano. Billy Taylor, bass. He just finished a long stint with Ellington. And Jimmy Hoskins, playing the drums. Wouldn't it be fun to be able to play Boogie Woogie like that on the piano? Oh, my. Chris Connor, 1956.
With you that lovely afterglow, most of all I miss you so. Your sweet caresses, each rendezvous, your voice so soft and low, most of all I miss you so. No regrets, no fears. Now you find my heart filled to the top with tears. I'll always love you and want you to. Most of all, I miss you so.
Chris Connor, most of all, I miss you so. Ray Ellis did the arrangement and the directed the orchestra, conducted the orchestra and the chorus. 1956 for Atlantic Records, Chris Connor. Ray Ellis did a lot of good stuff for vocalists, and check out what he did with Billie Holiday late in her career. Joe Marsala now and his Delta Four, 1940. Marsala plays clarinet. Bill Coleman is going to sing the first one, where he plays the trumpet. Pete Brown, alto. Carmen Mastrin on guitar and string bass. Gene Traxler. Salty Mama Blues and Wandering Man Blues with the vocal by Del St. John. Thank you.
Why you so salty? Why do I bring you down? Tell me, why you so salty? Why do I bring you down? There's no complaints when my other gal comes around. If you don't like my liquor, why don't you smoke my tea? Oh, baby, if you don't like my liquor, why don't you smoke my tea? Or get out of my parlor, leave it all for me. You can take me or leave me, but don't make me change my way. You can take me or leave me, but don't make me change my way. You're gonna come back to me on your bended knees someday.
Thank you.
Omar Sulla, his band, and his clarinet. 1940 for General Records, Salty Mama Blues, and Bill Coleman sang that for you, and he played the trumpet in the band. And Wandering Man Blues, Del St. John sang that for you. Pete Brown's alto, Carmen Mastering guitar, Gene Traxler on bass, and Coleman, as I said, trumpet, and Joe playing his clarinet. Fine player. Had a brother, Marty, played fine trumpet as well. Chicago now, 1928 for Brunswick Records. Big hit for Lindsay MacPhail, who wrote this tune in 1920. It's called San, S-A-N. Abe Lyman, who's drummer in Chicago at the time, got together a group he called as Sharps and Flats. And here they are in Chicago, 1928, performing San. Lyman, his orchestra and his drumming, and San, all done in Chicago, 1928, for Brunswick Records. Fred Ferguson playing trumpet solos, and Orlando Martin trombone, and on piano Al Newman, and on clarinet Horace Keyes. Abe Lyman, a lot of stuff he did. And of course that tempo, and right in with the dancers of the time. They loved it. Billie Holiday really had a wonderful way of performing, obviously. She's right from the soul. And she had an ear for special compositions, and she even had a hand in several. Most of the famous ones I've played, and I'm going to play this one because it's not. She wrote it, Billie Holiday wrote it with her friend Alba White. It's called Our Love is Different. Billie Holiday, 1939.
Our love is different, dear. symphony. I can feel its soothing harmony, oh, so tenderly, day by day. Our love is different, dear. To me, it's almost heavenly. Let us guard it ever preciously, even jealously, while we may. A love like ours, dear heart, the angels send. And so I know, dear heart, that it won't ever end. For
for Vocalion. She wrote that tune with her friend Alba White. Our Love is Different. And Sunny White, related to Alba, playing the piano. A gorgeous solo by him. And Kenneth Holland, H-O-L-L-O-N, tenor sax. Billie Holiday, 1939. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is the Art of Jazz. On the road now, what that means, in earlier times, bands would travel. They come to my town, then they go to yours, and then over to hers, and then over to his, and play for a dance. All the big bands did that. Then the local territory bands that didn't travel very far, but were in your area. And some way in which the broadcasts of those was made available and produced on records, thank goodness. And we have some of Glenn Miller, probably one of the most popular of the big bands. Victor Records, 1940. I don't know where this is. Doesn't make any difference. It's in the continental United States somewhere. Glenn Miller will take a solo, which is unusual for him in his band to play a trombone solo, but he's going to take the first solo on trombone, then Tex Beneke first on tenor sax, then Al Klink on tenor, and throughout, and at the end more so, the fine drumming of Maurice Purtell, and My Blue Heaven, arranged by Bill Finnegan, written by Walter Donaldson. Glenn Miller on the road somewhere and playing for you has put out 1940 by Victor Records and My Blue Heaven, arranged for the band by Bill Finnegan and a tune written by Walter Donaldson. And Glenn Miller's trombone solo, Tex Beneke tenor first, and then Al Klink on his tenor saxophone and Maurice Purtell, the drummer. Quite swinging. I got some calls. People said, I never knew that Glenn Miller's band could play like that. Well, they did. Lil Armstrong, Louis Armstrong's wife, I think number two wife, she was with him and encouraged him in the formation years of his brilliance. They were together in King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band and in the Hot Fives and so on. And she stayed in their home in Chicago. And long after they were separated, she stayed there. And made some records on her own. Here's one for Black and White Records, made in Chicago, 1945. Lil, of course, on piano. This is called Little Daddy Blues. Jonah Jones plays the trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham trombone, Al Gibson on clarinet, Lil piano, Sylvester Hickman string bass, and a member of the earlier groups with Lil, Warren Baby Dodds, playing the drums. Chicago, 1945, for Black and White Records, Little Daddy Blues. Shona Jones, trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham, trombone, Al Gibson, clarinet, little piano, Sylvester Hickman, string bass, Warren Baby Dodds on drums. And as I said, Lil stayed in their home, Louis and Lil's home in Chicago, long after they were separated in the late 30s, and continued to play around Chicago. Now, it's a great story, and I'll tell it to you. Louis died in 1971, and of course there was memorial concerts all over the world for him. And Lil was asked, of course, to play piano at the massive memorial service, outside stage, thousands of people, to come out and play the piano. And if this isn't Shakespearean, I don't know what is. She died while playing the piano. Isn't that something? And, you know, that's, you write poetry about that kind of thing, a play perhaps. You know, Louis moved on. He didn't change, I mean, he continued to be friends with her, but she stayed where they had been. And the strong connections. Lil Armstrong playing for you from 1945. Edmund Hall now, his clarinet, we heard him earlier. This is his band. Barney Josephson owned Cafe Society downtown and Cafe Society uptown. And they were great jazz places for a while. He was a great guy about it. I mean, he said, what do you want us to do? Get out there and play. Have fun. Just wear a white shirt. Oh, so Ed Hall for Commodore Records. He decided, well, we can put together a couple of things for Barney Josephson. So they wrote Downtown Cafe Boogie and Uptown Cafe Blues. Emmett Berry will play the trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Eddie Haywood on the piano, Billy Taylor bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. Thank you. Isn't that relaxed? Edmund Hall Sextet, 1943 for Commodore. Downtown Cafe Boogie, which Ed Hall and Eddie Haywood did. And Cafe Society Blues, which Hall wrote with Vic Dickinson. Emmett Berry Trumpet and Vic Dickinson Trombone, Edmund Hall Clarinet, Eddie Haywood Piano, Billy Taylor Bass, Sid Catlett Drums. 1943. Sonny Stitt now, his tenor, Prestige Records, 1950. He wrote the first one, Later Comes the Blues, and Thomas Batswaller wrote the second, Ain't Misbehavin'. Sonny Stitt playing the tenor saxophone. 1950 for Prestige. Later comes the blues and Ain't Misbehavin'. Kenny Drew, piano, Tommy Potter, bass, Art Blakey on the drums. I want to move back to 1944 for another tenor saxophonist, Lester Young. He's going to play Indiana and Blue Lester.
Mm-hmm.
Lester Young, his tenor saxophone, 1944 for Savoy Records, Indiana, written by James F. Hanley, and Blue Lester, written by Lester Young. Count Basie piano, Freddie Green guitar, Rodney Richardson bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Leos Graduate College of Saybrook University, announcing A Taste of Leos, an information session for prospective students interested in a master's degree in leadership, organizational development, and psychology, Thursday, January 6th. More information at leos.org.
Now, Ozzie Nelson. Some of you might remember Ozzie Nelson, and some of you might remember his son Ricky Nelson, or his son David Nelson, or his wife Harriet. All of that. And he was a band leader in the 30s and into the 40s. A good one. Good band. Good voice. Wrote some fine tunes. And I brought along one that was done in Chicago in 1940. The vocalist is Roseanne Stevens, and Ozzie Nelson, of course, singing. Nelson wrote this. It's probably the longest title of a pop tune. And it's interesting because Bluebird Records got it all on the label, in the center of the record. Here's the title. I'm looking for a guy who plays alto and baritone, and doubles on a clarinet, and wears a size 37 suit.
While walking down the street, I chance to meet a friend of mine who leads a band.
Who doesn't nowadays?
Quiet Roseanne. He looked a bit perplexed, in fact, I'd say completely vexed. And when I tell you what was wrong, you'll understand. I said, my friend, you're looking rather on the worried side. He heaved a heavy sigh and then replied, I'm looking for a guy who plays alto and baritone and doubles on a clarinet and wears a size 37 suit. Of course, we'd expect him to do some arranging and perhaps a bit of copying, and play some oboe and some flute. He may sing the vocals, just in case we get stuck. Oh yes, and he's the guy who shines the shoes and drives the truck. I'm looking for a guy who plays alto and baritone, and doubles on a clarinet, and wears a size 37 suit.
In Gary, Indiana, we were playing a one-night stand. As Ozzie tapped off number three, a gal stepped up and said to me, I'd like a good look at the members of your band. I'm looking for a certain young musician. I met him at a dance a year ago. I don't recall if he was with B.G. or Tommy D., but I'll tell you all about him so you'll know. I'm looking for a guy who plays alto and baritone and doubles on a clarinet and wears a size 37 suit. I can't find him listed in Downbeat or Metronome, Billboard or Variety, but oh my goodness, was he cute. I don't remember if his hair was dark or light, 'cause he didn't take his hat off when he kissed me goodnight. I'm looking for a guy who plays alto and baritone and doubles on a clarinet and wears a size 37 suit.
Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra, 1940, his singing, Roseanne Stevens singing, and I'm looking for a guy who plays alto and baritone and doubles on a clarinet and wears a size 37 suit. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. We're here for you 24 hours a day. That's right. You turn us on, you get news and blues and jazz and special features and all that. Public radio. That's you and me. Don Byas now is going to play his tenor. He's at the Jazz House in Copenhagen, 1963. This came out on Black Lion Records. Bent Axon is playing the piano. Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen is playing the bass. And William Schaft is playing the drums.
Thank you.
Don Byas playing his tenor saxophone at the Jazz House in Copenhagen, 1963, Black Lion Records. Don't Blame Me, written by Jimmy McHugh, and Walkin' by Richard Carpenter of Blues. Bent Axon playing the piano, Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen the bass, and William Schoff playing drums. Mosaic continues to produce wonderful things in this music. And one of the more recent boxes is number 246. And I'm talking to the Ahmad Jamal fans. It's a wonderful package of Ahmad Jamal and his early records, middle records. So I brought some of that. Their material is originally from Argo Long Playing Records. The trio, Ahmad Jamal at the piano, Israel Crosby, longtime wonderful bass player from Chicago, and Vernel Fournier on drums, and here they are. Thank you. Well, like I told you, that's available, and a lot more. It all came from Argo Records, but Mosaic, I don't know, a little while ago, brought out Box 246. Well worth it. Ama Jamal Trio, Chicago, 1958, there. And Jamal on piano. I know you know, but there's some people don't know. Israel Crosby on string bass and Vernell Fournier on drums. Taking a Chance on Love by Vernon Duke, Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek, and Julie Stein's jazz standard from 1948, It's You or No One. Ama Jamal. Amos Milbourne now, 1946. He's going to play the piano, and he's going to sing for you.
Past midnight, I saw my baby lying on the floor. One hour past midnight, I saw my baby lying on the floor. She said, thrill me, daddy. Thrill me like you did the night before. I said, baby, 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 how come you feeling good tonight? Baby, 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 how come you feeling good tonight? She said, I've been drinking moonshine whiskey, and anything I do is all right. By the window to wind up the clock. I tried to hug and kiss, and she said, Daddy, stop, 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 'cause it's after hours. Yes, I'm just about to break the day. Standing in the corner, as you can be. But I like the way you boogie, 'cause you suit me too.
at night, and then you wanna fight. I go to hug and kiss, you try to knock me out of sight, and I'm sitting in the corner, bad as I can be. If it wasn't for your boogie, you wouldn't be worried with me. That someone is you. All of my life I have felt romance, darling. Thanks for the chance to be with you tonight. Since you came to me, I'm happy. That's the thing you ought to know. Let us put our hearts together. Darling, I love you so. Darling, how long can my arms be around you? Now that you know they have found you, I'm yours.
Miss Milburn, his piano and his voice, Los Angeles, 1946, for Aladdin Records. He wrote all three of them. After Midnight, My Baby's Boogieing, and Darling, How Long? Miss Milburn, 1946. Joe Pass, his guitar in L.A., he wants to come in and play for you. 1963 for Pacific Jazz Records. Joe Pass, right there for you. His guitar, 1963 in Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz Records. Claire Fisher at the piano, Ralph Pena, string bass Larry Bunker on the drums. The Days of Wine and Roses by Henry Mancini, But Beautiful, written by Jimmy Van Heusen, and Deep Purple by Peter DeRose. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you and you and you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Bedrooms and More. Family-owned in Wallingford on Northeast 45th Street for over 30 years. A local resource for natural bedding, pillows, toppers, specializing in organic, natural, and chemical-free mattresses. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here. And now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. For love came in time. You found me. Change my lonely life that lovely day.
When Sunny gets blue, his eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet love a man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, he breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stares the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violin just playing weird and haunting a melody. People used to love to see him laugh, see him smile. That's how he got his name. Since that sad affair, he's lost
his smile, changed his style. Somehow he's not the same. Memories will fade and pretty dreams will rise up where his other dream fell through. Hurry, new lover, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear and hold him near when sunny gets blue. People used to love to hear him laugh, see him smile. That's how he got his name. Since that sad affair, he's lost his smile, changed his style. Somehow he's not the same. But memories will fade and pretty dreams will rise up where his other dream fell through. Hurry, new lover, hurry here to kiss, kiss, kiss away each lonely tear and hold him near when sunny gets blue. All I do is dream of you the whole night through. With the dawn, I still go on and dream of you. Your every thought, your everything, your every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day? They'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and night time too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you. All I do is dream of you the whole night through. We hear the dawn, I still go on and dream of you. You're summer, winter, autumn, and spring. Were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through
is dream of you. Dream, dream, dream of you.
Sarah Vaughan. Wonderful singing. Barney Kessel guitar, Joe Comfort bass. For Roulette Records, 1962. Just in Time, written by Julie Stein, Betty Comden, Adolph Green. When Sunny Gets Blue by Marvin Fisher and Jack Siegel. And All I Do Is Dream of You by Nacio, Herb Brown, and Arthur Freed. Sarah Vaughan, 1962, Roulette Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Hope your day's fine, your evening's fine, everything's fine. Find something that you like to do. Get yourself a little hobby, collect stuff. That's right, it helps out. Read about things. Phineas Newborn Jr., I'm going to go out with some piano players. Phineas Newborn Jr., 1956. This is called Celia. Phineas Newborn Jr., Celia, recorded 1956 for Atlantic Records, and hanging on, Oscar Pettiford at bass and Kenny Clark on drums. Here's Jimmy Rolls. ¶¶ Jimmy Rolls and his composition, The Peacocks, 1974 for Halcyon Records. Here's David McKenna. Dave McKenna at the piano, 1977 for Chiaroscuro Records. I Wished on the Moon, written by Ralph Ranger and Dorothy Parker. Here's Al Haig. Thank you. Haig at the piano, 1954, with Bill Crow on bass and Lee Abrams playing drums. Autumn in New York, written by Vernon Duke. Here's Hank Jones.
Thank you.
Hank Jones, solo piano, 1977 for Chiaroscuro Records. Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, written by Richard Rogers. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.